Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you don't change. And thank you as we look here into the Old Testament year. Your heart is clearly seen what you desire and what you want from us. So we thank you. We thank you for the inspiration this morning to see that you haven't changed. And you've made now all provision, Father God. We so appreciate, so that we can walk in your promises, take the land, be victorious in knowing you and sharing you and bringing your love on this earth as it is in heaven, and so bringing your kingdom on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 105, and we're finishing with 44 and 5, but let's start in 43. And remember, this is the God we serve. He is not a man to change his mind. So his heart here is the heart of the New Testament that he has now brought about, that we can all have his heart so as to have his will, his way, his plan, his purpose, his amazing love. Amen.
So he brought his people out with joy, his chosen ones with singing, and he gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possession of the fruit of the people's toil, that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Can we see he led them out with joy? And the joy is that we have now, the joy set before us, is the joy that we have got everything that we lost in Adam is now being restored. So joy is vision. I mean, Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross because he knew that joy was at that cross was the means to bring mankind back into the family where the Father's name could be hallowed, everything that he stands for can be manifested, and the goodness of Jesus can be available to us. Because for in the old covenant, the Father couldn't do what he wanted to do, and his children, that's mankind, couldn't be what they're supposed to be. And Jesus couldn't be the big brother that leads his family, his brothers and sisters, into all the goodness, because his family, his brothers and sisters, have been perverted. And the Holy Spirit couldn't be that mother that watches over and her kids, and then gives them the right foods so that they can partake of the Father and the Son and the joy set before them. But in the new and the better covenant, God's name is hallowed. Jesus is King of Kings. And the Holy Spirit has been poured out on all flesh so as to bring us all into the beauty. And also into this beauty, we got the picture of the angels. The angels are servants to minister to us that have the God quality of life. When you haven't got the God quality of life, what doors can they open up for you? What protection can they give you? They are bound. They are not walking in the perfection that they wanted to in the old covenant. But now in the new covenant, the only thing that keeps us out of this new covenant is belief and trust and commitment. So just see here again, God is not looking for the work of our hands. He's looking for he's looking for the work of our hands, but the work of our hands has got to come from a heart that is in his hands, that he's leading, because he's got a plan. Our work in it can just be a means of trying to survive and a means of trying to make a name. We have got the name. Amen. God has got a plan. We are his workmanship for good works laid out there for us. Amen. So just be blessed to know this just as we saw here. That the whole work in Egypt at the time was to break all the idols, all the wrong beliefs, and reveal a God that is love, and a God that's got a plan for those that choose to be his children, those that choose to be embraced in his love, those that choose to be dedicated to the extension of his kingdom. And here we see he gives us everything. Amen. This world belongs to him. And so what we have not worked for, God will provide for us. He gives according to our inheritance, according to what he destined us to have. So everything is being restored now in this new and this better covenant. So just stay in tune, stay in fellowship, and stay flowing with the Spirit, because sons are led by the Spirit, and creation is waiting eagerly for the sons of God to be revealed. And the sons of God are those that are with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and flowing together with them. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.